Hi, Greg.
Hello there.
How you going?
Hi, Kurt.
Yeah, good to meet you, mate.
Very nice to meet you too. It's
Yeah,
that kind of world.
it is, mate. It is now, isn't it? It's
Yes.
this is the way of the world. So, but
Zoom has shrunk it down to a teeny little planet.
it has indeed. It's next door neighbors, all of us now. So.
We're all playing Pong now.
Nothing wrong with Pong.
Where
anyway, mate,
are you today?
I'm in Brisbane, Australia at the moment.
Ah,
So
okay.
I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm sitting at a four-wheel drive place waiting for them to do some work to my car. So it's that's like you say, it's a teeny world. You carry a laptop with you, you're
That's
good to go.
pretty darn efficient.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, but
if I hear things whirring in the background, I won't freak out.
yeah, that's why I was just playing with the noise cancelling just before this to make sure it was all right. So it seems to be. So yeah, it's we're getting there. But whereabouts are you at the moment?
Los Angeles, actually at my home.
All right, yep.
Yeah, all the comforts.
That's it. And you're heading over our way for
Won't
Supernova.
be long, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Which states are you going to? Adelaide and
Melbourne first,
Melbourne.
and yeah, and then come over.
Yeah, right. Yep. And have you been to Supernova before?
Not Supernova, no. I've been to Australia and New Zealand, but it's got to be 8 or 9 years.
Yeah,
Very
right.
beautiful. Be very beautiful. Loved it. Will love it again. Can hardly wait. Looking forward to everything except the transit. There's
Yes, yeah,
there
yep.
unless you got that beam me up room completed.
Not quite, not yet. No,
Right. Beam me up, beam me down, and it'll all be painless.
no Stargate ships here yet at the moment. So. the cons, have you done much in the way of traveling around cons and all that sort of stuff over your
You know
way
what?
or?
I got on the con wagon early on. I've been at this for quite some time, and between Transformers and G.I. Joe and a lot of the other iconic characters that have come since, I've had fantastic opportunities. But those particularly Transformers have taken me to see an awful lot of the world over, I'd say, 20 years. And this is actually a 40th anniversary for Hasbro, so there's a lot
Oh,
of
wow.
Easter egg surprises of the onset of the first generation. I have, like all of the originals, kind of a elevated status as a G1 Transformer. So they're kind of giving us a little special bow this year and a little elevated status and some special love, which is
Yeah.
great.
Yeah, 'cause you've been in the voice acting industry now for a long while, and yeah, you mentioned Transformers, but you got and G.I. Joe, but you got Garfield as well, you know. And look, to be fair, I mean, Transformers massive, like that was when I was a kid, you know. That was massive for us. I mean, that's back in the 90s, 80s and 90s when I was a kid. Garfield, one of my favorite, like cartoons of all time, really. That Garfield was just because he was just a crazy cat, and was it o Odie, wasn't it, the dog? You
We just did a Nickelodeon kart racing. When we lost Lorenzo Music, Frank Welker took over as the voice of Garfield. So you could win voiceover Trivial Pursuits because Megatron and Grimlock in G1 Transformers are also Garfield and Odie. So that has to say something about vocal versatility. That'll probably get you straight to the top of the Trivial Pursuits heap.
Oh yeah, and I was that's two totally night and day
A little
characters.
diverse, yeah.
So
But you're right. I started reading down my IMDb till my eyes started to hurt. But I've been at it for a good long while now, which just means I've been gifted and blessed with some extraordinary opportunity. And I, over the years, have known some, I'm going to say, equally deserving talent who may not have had the same opportunities or good fortune. I'm one of the lucky ones. Don't I know it? And aren't I grateful for it? It's been an extraordinary and continues to be an extraordinary run, which includes travel opportunities like this one and opportunities which I relish to fly thousands of miles, have people waiting when I get there to say hello and thank you, just like I travel to say hello and thank you. I'm paying it forward to I'm still doing everything I've always done, but I also like to pay it forward in the way of coaching to a new generation of t deserving talent. And it's really kind of a beautiful cycle.
Yeah, and
It,
look, I've
I
been.
want.
I was just going to say, we here at MKU, we've been working with Supernova here now for a number of years, and I've had the opportunity to speak to a lot of different voice actors over that time, and it's all much, very much the similar. Like you've got the up and comers, you've got the ones like talented is all heck, but you've just got to get those opportunities too, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean there are the unaware few who think that everything good has already been done, that they don't want to feed what's coming up, and that's a mistake. It
Yeah,
makes
right.
everybody better. It just makes everything and everybody better. But I'm one of those lucky enough to do what I love doing and be rewarded for it, and how great is that.
Oh, fan. Yeah,
But
exactly.
I always point out I do it in collaboration with the artists and the writers. I treasure both. I see the whole thing as a collaborative artistic effort. And anyone who doesn't take advantage of that opportunity to collaborate is kind of missing the joy of the whole thing, the point of the whole thing. The ability to work in collaboration with other creative artists. You know,
Yep.
it's not just about you stepping into the booth. A lot of people have done a lot of work before you get there, and gonna do a lot of work after. And it's all a mutually creative undertaking, and we should all rely upon each other.
Oh, it's all a team effort, isn't it? I mean, everyone's got the same end game
It's
to
supposed to be, but some
yep.
people mistake it for being all about me,
Yeah, yep, yeah,
which
there's
it
always.
ain't.
Yes, exactly.
Correct.
And do you do like with what your projects that you work on and have worked on, majority of it, I mean, times have changed in the past half decade, I guess, with everything that's going on. But what about getting into the into working side by side with other voice actors, right? Or do you do a lot of it from home these days, or how does it work for you now?
A little bit of everything, and with in the most profound of the COVID days, some studios were even set up so that they had a separate entrance where you would almost be hermetically sealed. You would have a parking space next to a door. The door would go into a glassed-in studio where you would see the door, the microphone, and the glass, and primarily would go in, do what you did in the booth, go back out the door, get back in your car. And so,
Sounds
you know,
almost like a sci-fi special.
it doesn't play to a bonding experience.
Yeah,
Now,
yep.
in better, more wonderful, less freaked out days, there were Octopus microphone setups at Wally Burr, where we did G.I. Joe and Transformers, at Hanna-Barbera, where we did Jetsons and other things, Fantastic Max, lots of Hanna-Barbera shows. But everything would be based on what is the obvious knowledge, and always the Garfield show, always Garfield and Friends. The obvious knowledge that everything is contagious. If you're saving the universe, the urgency is more contagious.
Yep.
If you're ruining the Arbuckle household, the stupidity and the fun is more contagious. If you can play together, if you can keep the spontaneity of being in the same place at the same time, it's just the practicality in more recent days is just isolated time in the booth with the director, even more so for interactive gaming and interactive experiences where it's you and the director. And that really is a burden on the director to paint you into and out of the reality of a given scene. You may be doing it alone or hearing others in your headphones, but you're not really working in the same sandbox as the other people.
Kind of lose that ability to feed off each other, don't you?
Yeah, it's better, but to be viable, you have to be one of those who has the ability to make all that happen in your head. It's like working on a green screen on a film set.
Yep.
But you have to be pursued by King Kong, even though you're on a green screen with a halter on, sort of being dragged through a soundstage. You know, the audience is not going to have that experience, but if you reduce it to the most real, it's kind of ridiculous being in a soundstage in a halter in front of a green screen. But that's the gig. That's what we do.
That's the talent, isn't it?
Well, if you're going to be one of those who does it, you better be able to do it.
Yep.
We all have to bring a reality to a situation that's inherently unreal. If you strip it down to what's going on in the real world.
It's kind of like, I know there's been times where I've watched specials or the extended cut of certain movies and they show you the green screen or how it performed, and it kind of ruins the magic sometimes. So
I don't like to, even though I've been part of it and part of doing it, I don't like to see it because I just want to be told a story.
Yep.
And then I don't want to have the story dissected and find out too much of the making of, not if it's something that I was a sucker for when I paid my money and bought my popcorn and took my seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the bottom line of all of it. I mean, this is kind of a lofty conversation.
Yeah.
But I think if you don't care about the characters, then you don't care about what happens to them. No matter how much special effect, it comes down to that belief in the character or care about the character. Then you're happy to go along for the ride. Anyway, that's what I want. And that's what's so exciting about the number of iconic characters that I've been entrusted to play, because when you get the gig, you don't know that it's going to be recurring. You don't know it's going to be regular. You don't know that it's going to have seasons. You don't know it's going to have decades. You can't see the future, but you need to keep a consistency and a truth that you can continue. And that's a challenge, but it's also the great fun of it.
Yeah. And I mean, we're about to go over the time that I've got allowed for this, but that's okay. Future projects. What have you got going on? Have you anything coming up? Anything you can let us know about?
Well, I'll be happy to tell you there are things going on. I'm still doing everything I've ever done. Everything falls under the three letters NDA. There are things that you're not to talk about at the time that it's unfolding, but then there's a launch time and then it's time to talk about it. But I really am looking forward to the upcoming trip. I'm looking forward to the conventions. I'm looking forward to Supernova. I think we still have a few minutes. I think we're fine.
Yeah, now we're on.
But I love the doing of it. I'm enjoying coaching Next Generation on their way. None of none of the work that I've ever done really goes away. It all has a consistency to it. I still get seen and considered for everything that I ever have. And it's kind of an eternal present, which is another luxury a lot of people don't get. And the energy sustains itself. It's just,
And it's a tough nut to crack, isn't it? Like to.
it's an easier nut to maintain than it is to crack. But it attracts a certain kind of person, and you really have to have a specific discipline. There's so much goofing off and fun that happens during the breaks, but not during the work. If you can't distinguish between the two, you're probably not going to have a long career because that word gets out as well. We tend to work when we work and play when we play. But by the same token, if you're that guy that's closing the pub or the loudest person at the table and you want to work in the voice industry, you're gonna shorten your own career. And
Well,
that doesn't make sense. You have to be protective about the thing that is
that
sort
was
of
yeah,
the
that sort
essence
of,
of your career.
and that kind of leads on to what I was just going to ask you is I mean, obviously as a voice actor and you've got to look after that number one tool of the trade, and that is your voice. Is there anything, I mean, anything you do to maintain that or to look after your voice, like.
There are many things. There are things in the way of, look, I'm at a point where I can pick up the Stradivarius and play. But there for a an actor coming up, there are exercises that you do the same way a baseball player swings the heavy bat before he steps up. You begin to make do those so often that they become part of who you are. But yes, there are also some things that you can do to physically, it's a muscle, and you can strengthen the muscle. You can cause it to work in ways that are not damaging as opposed to work ways that are damaging. Look, I'm Squeak the Mouse in the Garfield show. I'm the only mouse that Garfield won't kick out of the house. I'm Grimlock, Dinobot leader. Agent K, shoot him, Jay's a cerebrofaculoid. I'm the
Wow.
Grumble. I'm the Grumble. I it is Cromoblina. You're late for class. I'm all over the charts, but everything I do, I use my voice intelligently, not unintelligently. There are things that cause your voice to constrict, and there are things that cause your voice to vocal cords to expand. One is healthy, the other is unhealthy. So these are things you learn along the way, and yes, they can extend your career or shorten your career. I just try to do what's good and don't do what's not good.
Well, no, it was just one of the, it's one of those questions I guess all aspiring voice actors would want to know, how to maintain that. I mean, and I'm for all those out there, and I'm not sure if you even if you follow, but one example I think of is Brian from the Backstreet Boys, who used back in the day, back in the 90s, he was a hell of a singer, and now these days he's got a problem with his vocal cords where he has to
Yeah.
basically work them out daily, like you would work out going to the gym type thing, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So,
What if you're a weightlifter and you blew out your back?
yep.
Then bye-bye back.
All comes down to that, but.
Yeah, those are hard realities, and I've been pretty successful at avoiding injury and damage.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But
I'm always amazed at how easily you guys can do those voices. It's just it's one of those things that I've from someone like myself on the other side of the screen, it's amazing. And
it's been a passion for me since I was as small as I can remember, as young as I can remember. And, I'm still doing it, and it's the source of my income. It's the source of my amusement. It's the source of everything. And here I am still doing it. And here I am Flying to Melbourne and Brisbane and you know, from the same joy, and part of the Spider-Man franchise and part of the Clone Wars franchise and the Star Wars Rebels franchise and the Transformers franchise and G.I. Joe franchise and the Garfield franchise, and I'm traveling in some very nice circles, thank you very much.
Very iconic circles with
And
all those.
looking forward to sharing it. And one of my favorite parts of the convention experience is the panels, because the question and answer is always informative, hopefully to the audience, but to me as well. I really look forward to it.
Yeah, well,
I come to say thank you as much as hopefully the audience does. I
yeah,
love
and
it.
I'm hopefully I'm you know myself and maybe some other guys from here, we're hoping to get to the Brisbane one, so
Oh,
hopefully we'll
cool. Oh,
come and say
cool.
hi and
Yeah,
but
make sure you find me for
yeah, for
sure.
sure. But so I there's one question, and it'll be the final question I've got, which I ask everybody. I think I've only missed it once in all these years. It's a bit of a playful question where the world's succumbed to a zombie apocalypse. So
I
everything, yeah. So I mean, it
shouldn't
pre-COVID,
laugh.
yeah, I know. Pre-COVID, it was a bit of a gamey, bit of a play question. But COVID hit us. Anyway, but I still ask it anyway. But so yeah, the world, taken over by a zombie apocalypse, and you gotta survive as long as you can. What is your weapon of choice? And it can be literally anything. It doesn't have to be, be as creative as you want. It's just a fun question I like to ask at the end of each chat.
Need Grimlock, Flame, Tailswipe, Flame, Tailswipe.
I love it.
All pretty well.
I love it. I love it. Excellent. So that's fantastic. Well, mate, thanks very much for taking time out, because I know it must be like it's only 11 a.m. here, but it must be getting late over your way. But
Not bad. We're pre-dinner. It's just right.
excellent. But thank you very much for chatting with me. And look, we look forward to seeing you here in Oz. And good luck with your future projects. I can't wait to see what's next.
Cool. I look forward to heading over your way. Please stop by if you're anywhere near my table. Come find
Will
me.
do. Will do.
And everybody else, come find me also.
Excellent. All right, mate.
Cheers.
Well, you enjoy. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.